Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
That's what you go with? Like, you've had months, Len.
Oh, months? I've had minutes.
You've had months to think about a return in the producer's chair, and...
Well, I thought this fit Shime's absence. Maybe he was wasted. Couldn't find his way here.
It's so low energy.
Well, that's a super group. That is Steve Winwood, Eric Clapton, and Ginger Baker on the drums.
I understand, but the object is to get the people awake and fired up. They have to go off to their job.
They've got to be in our mood, which is disheveled.
Fun fact, Greg, before he was the White Mamba, Scal was the Ginger Baker.
As you can tell, Ken Laird filling in for Shime, who is running late this morning. And on the Subaru of New England text line, Wiggy, 781 text that says, "The phone died may be the weakest excuse ever used in a workplace."
Yes.
You would agree with that?
100% agree with any grown adult. I wouldn't even say grown adult. Anybody over 16 using the phone died excuses? Come on, man. We're not buying that nowadays. You got a million charges everywhere you go. You charge it before you go to bed. You charge it in your car.
Maybe the outlet died, though. Like, I don't think Shime just went to bed willy-nilly without his phone plugged into his charger. Like, Shime has never been late. Shime is here very, very early every morning. I'm guessing that either he lost electricity in the middle of the night or his outlet died.
Well, who talked to him?
I did, and Ken did.
So his phone died. He woke up and had enough time to plug up, charge up, and said, "Oh, okay, my phone died.
Oh, look who's here.
There we go." And unless the power went out and all alone, we can find that easily because we can just hit a bean shooter. No, if there was some power outage. And when do you let your phone get to like 5% before you at nighttime?
No offense. It really doesn't matter whether his coworkers buy it or not. It matters whether his supervisor buys it.
Yeah, Ken, his boss.
Ken, do you buy the excuse?
Yes, I do believe Shime in this case.
Oh, you do?
I think.
Wow.
Isn't it better, from a manager's perspective, to use an excuse that leaves no room for investigation, like, and puts the manager in an awkward position? Like,
good point.
I've been diagnosed with a terminal illness or something like that, and then you can't say a word. You can't investigate. You can't.
Yeah, but he would have had to have had that ready. Like, he just had woken up, so it had to be instinct. If that's like a deep-seated, built-in excuse.
What he said immediately was most likely the most honest thing.
Yes.
What do you say to that?
Or the easiest thing that people go to excuse-wise. It's like, as somebody as a parent who has kids, when we don't go nowhere, what's the first excuse we use as somebody with parents?
Oh, the kid. It's the
kids, help. Right? Yeah. It's the easiest excuse. And there's really like, all right, well, it's hard to dispute that. The phone dying is the easiest and laziest excuse.
Oh,
because then that would mean before you went to bed, your phone would have to be really, really low. Because
mine's always really low right before. Also, you have to remember, like, Shime's on his phone all day getting stuff ready for the next day. Oh, yeah, okay.
But I plug it in everywhere.
But he might
You don't have a charger at your house?
Yes, of course I do. But my phone, I don't put it on a charger. You're really not, hold on, you're really not supposed to put it on a charger until you're at, like, 10% or lower. It ruins your battery. Just saying. Just so you know, moving forward. You're not supposed to put your phone on a charger when it's...
Who told you this lie?
The people at the phone store.
Right. When they asked her to buy two extra additional batteries.
No, I'm just saying.
No problem.
I believe that Shime's phone was low battery when he plugged it in last night, and then something happened to the outlet.
A texter says, can we just hear from the defendant? The defendant? Oh, all we're hearing from is, Shime, you want to come in here?
Mm-hmm.
All we're hearing from is the attorney Wiggins.
Yeah, like, I'm asking the question. No one else is going to ask the question. My phone never gets below 20%.
Never?
No, and if it does, I go low power mode.
You never go into red mode?
No, I go always, if I go into red mode,
I'm always in red.
Go low power mode.
And I hate to do this, Courtney, but it's called the 20/80 rule. According to AI, it's best to avoid letting your phone battery drop low, like below 20%, and not constantly keep it at 100%, with charging battery between 20% and 80% being ideal for long-term battery health.
Well, it does seem, people in the Twitch are saying that's not true anymore. That was the old days. Those are the old batteries. They are different now. So,
Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Always.
What occurred?
So, last night, I was in bed.
Sounds sick, too.
No, it's just because I woke up and I've been spiraling in my car.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. Thank you. I went to bed. I was laying in bed doing the classic lie on your side, arm out thing, phone on arm, watching video. Fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason the battery drained so fast is because there was a video playing. So it was streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore my battery was at like probably just over 30% when I went to bed. But I woke up and
some kind of wild anime porn or what? Like, what
no,
were you, what was it? What were you watching?
You
Drake May footage.
I wish it was that nice. No, I was watching Pokemon.
All right.
So it was a Pokemon video on YouTube, and there's a battling league. It's called the Wolfie Battling League. It's a whole thing. Yeah. It's embarrassing. Yeah, you know, I love it, but I understand that other people think it's embarrassing.
What goes on during the battling league?
So you know how like in fantasy football you draft a team, so you draft a team of Pokemon and then you battle other trainers in the league.
Oh, so you actually battle in people?
No, I wasn't. I was just watching other people.
You're watching other people play that game.
Yeah. So it's like a chess match.
It's like when I watch people play Call of Duty.
Bingo, exactly. Right. It's just like that.
So do you not have a charger next to your bed?
No, I do. I didn't plug it in because I didn't think I was going to be falling asleep. This has never happened to me before, Wix. This is a one-time thing ever. And so I, it was a honest mistake. It was all my fault.
No.
It was a nightmare.
Why don't you just say, hey, listen, I hit my snooze like four times and that's what
because
made me
that's
late.
Not what happened.
Well, now you're calling him a liar. Let's be honest, you've been doing it since.
Yeah. Like,
it's a little sketchy that he's laying in bed watching Pokemon, not plugged his phone up.
Did your body just wake you up and then you looked at your phone to see what time it was?
Yeah, I reached for my phone because it's normally on my nightstand. It wasn't there.
Oh,
and I'm like,
your voice sounds a little scratchy.
I'm still waking up.
It's a sign
up.
Of a good liar.
reached over to my nightstand.
Did you say Bruins Thursday?
Bruins Thursday here on WEEI. So I reached over on my nightstand to grab my phone. Wasn't there. I found it on my mattress next to me. And I click it and it gave me the little red battery, like the battery with the red line at the very end saying that the battery was dead. And in the corner I saw 537 and I jumped out of bed and freaked out.
Where'd you see 537 in the corner or what?
In the top left. When your battery is dead, it still shows you the time when you click it.
Oh, I don't think so. You might want to try that again. When your battery's dead and your phone's off, Greg, here's a little insight for you. This is why it's going to, you don't see anything on your screen. No time, nothing.
Nope, it showed 537 weeks.
All right. Curtis, go to the Twitch. The Twitches will tell you when your phone is dead. Or go to AI Overview. When your phone is dead, you get nothing on
what,
the screen.
What iPhone do you have?
I don't know. The newest one.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Cap.
Bougie.
Now,
bougie.
Why
You're wrong. You're a liar.
Thank
why
you.
Why are you spiraling?
I would just mentally spiral because this has never happened to me before.
Oh.
Ever. So I was in my car and I was just mentally spiraling. And there's this thing that happens apparently at 6 o'clock in the morning that I was unaware of. It's called traffic. I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, this is going to make me even later than I thought I was going to be. Yeah. And so it was just it was a nightmare.
You feel like Pop Douglas when he didn't know that he needed another couple extra yards?
Yeah, I feel like I let Mike Vrabel down. I let you down. Yes. You know, it's like,
Shime, don't worry about it. You are an unbelievable. I don't want to speak for Ken. Ken is really the boss of the entire operation over here,
Thank
Curtis.
You, Greg.
I don't know if you know that or
That's
not.
That's true, Curtis.
Yeah, he is. He does a great show.
Chime's like Abdul Qadir. I wasn't sleeping.
he was getting treatment.
Yeah, he is like Abdul Qadir.
He's like, I'm telling you, my phone died.
Well, I mean, to be fair, when you show up late, you get an extra hour of work, so maybe Chime was just trying to figure out the best way to get a raise here.
Oh, there you go.
You work your butt off. Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't worry about it. You are a dedicated employee, and you work very hard. So
these
kinds of things happen.
Possible punishment, Greg, if you're in for it.
Yes.
Shime does the rest of the program no hat.
Oh.
That's so mean.
Are you suggesting punishment for the listeners or the viewers or for,
yeah,
that's, or for
that
him?
That seems more like punishment on
just
other
get
people
ready
than
for
on
the
me.
Wedding. I mean, it's time, you know?
Okay. All right, I might be in on
I was going to get a haircut today, too, Ken. God, can't we do that tomorrow?
For those that are watching on Twitch or on YouTube right now, take the hat off.
Oh, God. My God. I mean, if you really want me to.
Okay. Just let it go.
There you go. Perfect. Nailed it. Thank you.
It is longer than usual as well.
I know. That's why I'm getting a haircut. I was getting, you know, we did a great concert tonight we're going to, and I'm getting a haircut, and, you know, it's just.
You're going to a concert tonight?
Yeah.
Shime and I. Shime wanted to go see Noah Kahan, so we are
desperately
going
in.
To.
Greg's the best boss there ever was.
I should still honor the tickets, I would assume.
I understand totally if you need to take them away. I get it.
I'm just worried about tomorrow's show now.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure there's a charger.
I have gone to many great concerts with Greg before, and I've never been late before. Like, this is,
So this is the first time your phone has died?
Yeah. Like this, in this situation. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
I don't know. I feel like back-to-back late nights might be an issue.
Could be.
Like, you were up late last night watching Pokemon, and now you're going to be
I mean, I was asleep by, like...
I'm so confused. Like, so...
Here you go.
What is it? What are you... Like, are they battling and, like, what is the... What are they doing?
Yeah, so the format is... It's similar to the VGC format, Curtis, which is the Video Game Championship.
Yes, VGC.
You have a team of six Pokemon that you bring. You have to counter prep against your opponent, so they could bring, you know, each Pokemon gets four moves and has different abilities, and so you have to prepare
for
all.
Do any of them have the ability to talk to the opposite sex?
No, they do. A lot of us have... A lot of us have significant others, Curtis.
So were you participating in it? Or
no, this is done by some YouTubers that I happen to watch. Yeah. One of them, the creator of the league's like one of the best Pokemon battlers in the world.
One of the best Pokemon battlers in the world?
Yeah, Curtis. Yeah. Like, he's won...
universally.
He's won international championships. He's won nationals. Yeah. He's won a
Can
bunch of different... Oh,
I'm actually reading his bio. When he was 23, he got to second base. That's pretty cool.
You can make a lot of money on that. You know, I'm still a little hesitant on the excuse, but those guys make a... I watch the Call of Duty guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And they make... you know, a couple hundred thousand a month.
Yeah. Yep.
He won the Silver Saliva Award. several times.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
You should have used the excuse like you were watching the Bruins or something.
No, that's
rather than
normal.
Pokemon.
No, I'm nothing if not honest.
All right. Well, these kind of things happen, so onward and upward.
I'm sorry, Greg.
Now, what do you want to do about a lead? Do you want to give Ken your lead?
Yeah, he deserves it.
Okay.
I should go.
And you can compose yourself.
Yeah, and I'll go print stuff out for you. Like, I'm a mess. I deserve to be in the corner.
No offense to your generation. This kind of thing happens.
Yeah, appreciate
it. It's what you do afterwards.
Right.
It is important.
Always.
So don't get down. I'm worried about, don't get down on yourself.
Oh, you know, Greg, I might be down on myself for a little bit, but I'll always pick myself back up.
Okay.
That's what I pride myself
with
on.
With help,
that.
Clearly. No offense.
Nope. I'll take it.
Okay.
And I would also say, Greg, that in defense of Shime, when Wiggy's car was dead on Storo,
Yeah.
Shime had his was defending Wiggy all morning.
Correct.
Right. True.
Wiggy now turns on everybody in this room immediately.
But you know what? There was proof of that. There was a million people driving by blowing their horns at me.
Right, but the car didn't die. It ran out of gas. It was a self-inflicted wound.
Technically, my wife never told me he needed gas.
Oh.
I blame her for that. Yeah, I blame her for that one.
Wait, Greg, didn't you tell me Courtney's coming with us to Noah tonight?
She was going to, but they can't do something. You have something going on.
That's not really what happened. But
what do you mean what happened?
Greg gave me the wrong date, unfortunately.
Like 3 months ago.
What?
And then I sent you a follow-up that had all the information on it.
Well, like what to do at the concert.
Yeah, but it said the date and everything on there.
Yeah, it did.
Greg gave me a date, and so we booked around that, and then we have something this evening. Oh. So unfortunately, can't go. I'm very sad, but
tough.
What do you have?
Santo has something. I'm not gonna.
Oh, okay.
He went for the CIA.
I hope I get the credit for getting the tickets.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got two extra tickets because Courtney.
I already filled them.
Them.
I had somebody on reserve in case they couldn't come.
Where's the show at?
Always have a backup plan.
Where's it at? Noah Khan.
It's at MGM.
Oh, that's it's a good place.
Benefit thing. Right. 7:30. It's very early.
It's going to be.
It'll be great.
Exactly. It'll be wonderful.
Be great. Okay. Well, anyway, Shime is here. Let's get, if we could, Ken, to some leads. I got to tell you something. The wit that is contained in some of you who listen to this show and Texas radio show is extraordinary. There's never been, I would argue, there's never been a better radio audience when it comes to their input, either on the phone or on text or any form of communication. 781 texter says, we are missing the mark on Shime. He did something wrong. Now he wants to be punished. Like he is hoping that somebody will get a whip.
Maybe.
And do something to him. That's what's going on here. That's Van Halen. Great lead. Ken, you love Van Halen. And leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your local authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Len.
Okay, good morning, Greg. So we may have a big decision on our hands here, and that is Bregman or Alonso? Bregman or the polar bear? I've been trying to go back and forth. What are the pros and cons of each? I have made a decision. If you have to pick one, which I know people want both, but it's probably not going to happen, right? You may have to pick one that you're going to pay the money to.
Right.
I go Bregman.
Really?
Yes. Bregman.
Because of the intangibles?
Intangibles are huge. The guy has a proven chemistry with this clubhouse. He fixed Roman Anthony last year. And Curtis says polar bears are not going to go extinct. They are going to go extinct, so he's wrong about that. I'm just here to remind him that today. And you go with the proven commodity. And he's a better all-around player, really, when it gets down to it. He's a better third baseman slash hitter than Pete Alonso's give you home runs.
Yep.
He gives you that big righty stick and the bombs at Fenway. I get it. There's appeal to that. You could probably sell some polar bear merch. But if you've got to choose, it's Breggy.
Wow. Ken, you're the baseball guy. What did the team lack this year offensively?
Well, they lacked a lot of things. They lacked him healthy for a while. No.
But what was it statistically? What did they lack most of all? It was power hitting and home runs.
Mm-hmm. But Bregman, when he's on, will give you some home runs.
He'll give you, what, 20 to 25?
He could give you 30, 35.
No, he's not going to give you 30, 35.
To be fair, his swing was not the same after the injury. I don't think. So you think that will be repaired?
Yes, and he and Roman and Marcelo, when you get those three, that should be good enough as a trio in the heart of the order, if they're all healthy and playing, that it'll make the difference this year.
Who's your first baseman? Tristan Casas?
That's tough. You may have to put Marcelo over there. Teach him how to play first. And then Casas will be like in the mix, but I don't think you can run him
out. Okay, and then you're still holding them accountable, I hope, on some sort of a number two arm.
Yes, then you got to make that trade or
you're not saying
acquisition.
No.
They've said they're going to get the pitcher, but in terms of the stick, Bregman or Alonso, who do you choose?
But to be clear, Bregman was on this baseball team last year.
He was.
You were paying that salary last year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got rid of the salary of Rafael Devers.
That's true.
Don't you need to go out and spend that money on somebody else?
Well, the pitcher.
And wouldn't that be Pete Alonso?
The pitcher and the Super Bullpen, which they are assembling now.
The Super Bullpen. Oh,
yes.
You're in on the Super Bullpen.
Yes, I like that. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
right.
I think Ken's out of his mind, but I mean, Bregman's best year was 2019, where he hit 41 home runs. Since
that's a pretty good year.
Yeah, but since then, he's hit 12, 23, 25, 26, and 18, where Pete Alonso basically has hit 40, 46, 34, 38. 37.
Aren't you worried, though, or a little bit worried that Alonso could come here and flop, especially on a long-term deal?
Did he play for the Mets?
Played for the Mets, yeah.
Right, and isn't the New York media pretty harsh over there?
Yeah, but just, I don't know.
And don't you think the Mets media is probably more harsh than the Red Sox
that
media?
That clubhouse seemed like a mess. He was part of that dysfunctional group for a lot of years. You don't want to bring that here,
necessarily. Who's going to cost you less?
Polar Bear.
And who's going to give you more home run production?
Probably Alonso.
Who, and when it comes to batting average, they're going to be relatively the same?
Yeah, probably.
All right. There you go.
I don't understand why you can't do both. Like, why not? Explain it to me, please.
Well, I'll tell you
like
what
I'm
my
an
lead.
Idiot.
Well, I mean, we've I just mean, seen the way they've acted.
Why can't John Henry do both?
Well, obviously he could. I mean, I hope that's the case, but I think, don't you admit that this is reality? Like, you can just say, reality, why don't you sign like, both, but you're not going to sign both.
Reality what? You're a major market baseball team. You already had Bregman, so there's no difference there when it comes to luxury tax or whatever it is. Like you are where you are, and now you have the opportunity to add like $30 million worth based on whatever. What was Devers making?
31 million.
Mm-hmm. 31.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think they'll sign both? I mean, it's a good question, but do you think they will?
They should.
But this is the time. Won't. So, Greg, this is a great point by you. It's the same reason we've been frustrated with the Patriots, where at the deadline they could have added before Drake May's making $60 million a year. He's on the rookie deal. The Red Sox now finally have a roster full of young guys
right. Where
you could afford to bring in both of these guys and not have to choose.
Well, you know why they won't do both? Courtney, you mind if I jump frog the lead?
Please.
Because I got a baseball lead?
Do it.
The reason why they won't do both is because they are going to trade good portion of their AAA and pitchers for Tarek Skubal in Detroit. Listen here.
What?
I'm telling you, there's been whispers out of Detroit. They're not going to get a deal done. Detroit didn't want to get a deal done last year. The Red Sox have shown with Big Stash, Conley early, they got some young pitchers. You add some of those them bats in there, Christian Gonzalez. Who's the kid that was second
Campbell,
base?
Christian Campbell.
Yeah, Christian Campbell. You add some of those guys in. Then you get Pete Alonso. You trade for Skubal, and you have to pay Skubal a boatload of money with Pete Alonso. That's why you don't bring in Bregman.
Ken wants us to trade for Governor Whitmer.
And Detroit, the Detroit fans have been basically saying that the guy who runs the Detroit front office there is kind of a moron and didn't want to give Skubal the money. And now they're going
to. Isn't he consecutively back-to-back Cy Young champ?
And they basically signed him to a one-year deal for $10 million in 2026. Could not get a deal done.
I guess if the Red Sox will trade Mookie Betts for a bag of balls, another team could make a dumb deal.
Right. And so with the pitching of the young pitching you had with Stash and Early and some other players, pieces in there, that's why, because they got their hots or they got their eyes set on Alonzo and Skubal.
I think they are in love with their prospects and they want to hang on to their prospects. I mean, they weren't willing to trade him for Joe Ryan to win a World Series.
Joe Ryan's no Skubal.
Brezbot was not willing to part with what he needed to part with at the deadline time to get Joe Ryan.
Well, he said Minnesota wanted more than...
Correct.
Right,
you don't think Detroit is going to?
Yeah, but...
Good morning.
Skubal is way better than Joe Ryan.
you already have a number one.
Yeah, but you'll have two legit number ones. So yeah.
Okay, all right. Ken, thank you.
Thank
appreciate you.
You
coming in.
Thanks, everybody.
Day like today, do you stay around here?
I got to go back. I got to get my to school. I got to go back.
Yeah,
go thank back you, Ken.
And probably go back and get in the pajamas,
right.
Like your president used to wear around the White House.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So that was Alex Cora on Foul Territory yesterday with AJ Pierzynski.
Yep. Everybody's favorite.
Just chatting it up.
Yeah.
Often with Alex Bregman.
Uh-huh.
What should we make of that, Keith? Is that a good sign he's coming back? Is that...
Well, yeah.
Is that Alex Cora's, like, excuse? Like, if we don't sign him, like, I was doing my part? Like, what exactly is that? Because people would tell me the whole reason Bregman was even here was Alex Cora. So if they're talking and they have a good relationship, then Cora should be able to bring him back, right? And if he doesn't,
yeah.
Is that on Cora?
It's not on Cora, because we got to see what the final money ends up being. I always thought of Cora as, like, a tiebreaker, and maybe one of the reasons you got him in the first place. You know, last year, Bregman had...
I, by the way, think that's a fair way to characterize
okay.
it. It was like, if the money's close enough, could Cora push it over the end
yeah.
line? Sure.
Now, the problem is, if the Tigers are interested, and maybe he has a really good relationship with A.J. Hinch from Houston, and now the money's the same, and now you don't really have that tiebreaker, or now, like, you need to find... What's the second tiebreaker? Is it division record? What is it? So...
Neck.
I just think it... Well, I don't like Bregman's chances then.
No, I don't even.
But I think he...
Yeah, he does. Got kind of a squatty neck going on.
He's not gonna win that. He's not gonna win that one.
It's a good point.
But he should Cora should do whatever he can, but it's not gonna be up to Cora to offer $40 million a year. Right? So like let's say
okay, well just I hope people out there are listening, because there's a lot of people who tell me that Breslow gets no credit and Cora just signed him. Like there's a lot of people who say that.
Not me though. I think Breslow had a really good offseason. Now there was the back and forth on that one player specifically who wanted him and who didn't. Right, the report was like Cora did, Breslow didn't, and then ultimately they got him. And maybe part of that was Breslow being like, "All right, you are the manager of this team. Let's get you a player that you want." And then that led to the whole season and Devers being out. But as far as like Crochet and Chapman, that's 100% a Breslow thing and not a Cora thing.
That's what I think.
But no, I think if anything, Cora should be talking to Bregman all the time and be like, "Hey, like this is a good place to be. Like, look what we did in year one. Like, he'd be your best recruiter. I'd rather have Cora talking to him than Breslow talking
well,
to him."
Well, that's true. I mean, look, I'm Bres Pro. You know me.
No doubt.
But his interpersonal skills are not the strongest. So yeah, Cora should be the face of that for sure. I generally think it's a good sign. Like, is it good or bad? I think it's a good sign. It doesn't mean they're going to land him. I'm not saying it's predictive of anything. But I'd say that's better than they're not talking.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Cora's willing to volunteer that up, maybe there's an ulterior motive. Guys, I was doing my part. I was talking to them. If they don't pony up the money, don't come look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And like with him, I think you always have to factor that in. But I'd say that's a good sign. I don't think it means it's airtight he's returning. I wouldn't jump to that conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the $40 million. I heard a lot of discussion this morning.
They were chopping it up this morning on how much to give Bregman.
Curtis goes to Wiggy, what's the difference between 30 and 40 million? Wiggy goes 10 million. Nailed which I did think was
I
a good
I would
answer.
Have to agree
I mean,
with
I was with Wiggy on that. Two-part question, Keith.
All right. I'll give you a two-part answer.
What's the difference? No. do you think Bregman will get $40 million a year on the open market?
No.
Okay. If you're the Red Sox and you had to, would you give him $40
million? Yes.
Me too.
Yes, if I'm still getting, like, Pete Alonso and Joe Ryan. I'm not doing it if that's, like, my big only free agent
splash
signing.
If that precludes you from another move.
Right.
Okay.
It shouldn't. We always have to do this, like, prerequisite. Like, it shouldn't. They should be able to – they're the Red Sox. They should be able to get all these guys, but they just aren't. Unfortunately, John Henry's not going to do that. But that's where I would draw the line. You have to make sure that I'm spending it somewhere else. Like, in a grand scheme of things, they were about to pay him $40 million this year. Well, so what should I care about that?
That's why I don't think the $40 million –
if he opted in, he was making $41 million this year and next year.
That's also why – that's what I was going to say. Would I give him the $40 million? Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Yes, I would. He was going to make it anyway if he opted in. That's exactly what I was going to say.
But then don't tell me your offseason is Alex Bregman and Mackenzie Gore. No offense to him. But if you're like, that's what we got, we're going to have like a little press conference. I'm like,
right. Buy your season tickets.
That guy was already on the team. People already own his jersey. Like, that's not a new guy. You just brought back the guy who opted out of the deal that you gave him a year ago. So, like, I'd be happy that he's back, but you can't take like a victory lap for signing Alex Bregman.
So, look, I don't think he's going to get $40 million. I think the Red Sox should give it to him. They were already going to pay him $40 million this year. Mm. So, I think that's what could happen and should happen, but it should not preclude them from Pete Alonso or Alex Bregman. Like, this either or that Morosi painted earlier in the week, I thought was discouraging. It shouldn't be either or, it should be both. And if I was going to pick one or the other, my pick would be Bregman, yours was Alonso, correct? One
yes.
or the other?
Yeah, yeah, give me Alonso.
Like, again, it shouldn't be that way, but if that's what John Henry decrees and you got to pick one or the other, I would be on the Bregman side, you're on the Alonso side. Meanwhile, you want to hear Alex Cora foul territory on Craig Breslow?
Yeah, I do.
I want to read between the lines on this a little bit. Here's his answer on my guy Breslow.
He did an amazing job last year. I know a lot of people don't give it credit, but if you look at the offseason we had last year, Chapman, Justin Wilson, Alex Bregman, Garrett Crochet, three All-Stars. Wilson was great, so let him be. Let him do the job. Obviously, he will ask me about how I see it, but at the end of the day, you know, we make decision based on what we have to improve on our 40-man roster and our 26-man roster, and hopefully we can do that.
Hopefully. So I had, like, the whole thing
fingers
was, like,
crossed.
Very very complimentary right up until the end, but he's like, well, hopefully we could do that, which maybe is a throwaway line to wrap up an answer in an interview.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, hopefully he does his job and actually adds some players.
If you had to rank his relationships with Dave Dombrowski, Chaim Bloom, and Craig Breslow.
That one's pretty easy. It goes Dombrowski, then Breslow, then Bloom.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's pretty, like, clear.
But it's closer to Bloom than Dombrowski.
Yeah. But I think there is truth to what Cora said. Like, what he did last year, you have to be happy with. And I'm sure he's annoyed about the trade deadline, too. But they're willing to trade some guy. Like, Chaim Bloom wouldn't have traded Kyle Teal. Like, you might not have had Garrett Crochet. Where the hell would this team have been if you didn't have Garrett Crochet? So I think it's sort of their relationship's probably getting better. I mean, that also helps when you make the playoffs and the team, you know, overachieves a little bit. So they got to be satisfied. They got to be happy with that. But you can't just, like, rest on what you did last year, right? Like, Cora's going to feel a certain way going into spring training, whether you have the middle of the lineup bat and a number two starter or if you don't.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not sold on what they're going to do. Like, I was pretty confident earlier this offseason, and I'm less confident hearing some of the reporting out there. Although we do have, you know, Jeff Passan linking them to all the big ticket free agents, which I want to circle back to. Real quick, Alex Spear wrote in the Globe, the Red Sox, according to multiple members of the organization, expect the team's offseason pursuits to match their rhetoric that the 2025 season represented a critical step forward but not an end goal. The Red Sox reached the playoffs, writes Spear, but don't believe they can run back their 2025 script and expect to compete for a World Series. Their goal is roster improvement. Mm. As such, it seems likely the Red Sox will spend beyond their payroll levels of this past year. That suggests at minimum $40 million in additional payroll. So that Spear, you know, he's plugged into ownership. So maybe that's positive, or maybe it's just, as he said, rhetoric. One more here, and then we can get to some phone calls. We have Taylor Kyles on the way about 10 minutes from now. Taylor Kyles from CLNS, excellent Patriots beat writer there. Your guy, Jim Bowden, Keith?
Yeah, Ralph.
Ralph the Twitter egg?
What's he up to?
Here's what he thinks it would take to get Tarik Skubal.
Okay, now we're talking. What's he got?
Connelly Early.
All right.
Christian Campbell.
All right.
The Password.
All right.
And some other righty pitcher, Christian Fouch, who I've never heard of.
They gone.
I mean, like.
Take him. For Tarik Skubal?
That's an easy trade.
Take him.
I wouldn't even care if they just got Skubal for a year, if that's the exchange, and then he just left in free agency. I'd but be like, that's not a lot at all. Our buddy Matt on Twitter sent us, I think, a larger trade package to part with than this.
Yeah, no, I love that one. I mean, you could even throw in, if you wanted to, like Duran or Abreu, well, like if Detroit wants one of those guys.
That's what Matt had actual big league talent on there, too.
But that's one where I like.
And I think he had you like Early better than Tolley. I prefer Tolley to Early, but he had Tolley.
But I also like the idea of like keeping one of those guys. Like, don't dump them both. Like, keep one, but now you also have Skubal. And you could almost, even if you wanted to, I like Early more. But if you let the other team choose, make them feel like they're doing something, like when the White Sox for Chris Sale, it's like you can have Benintendi or Moncada.
Yeah.
Now, neither ended up being great, but they chose Moncada. You're like, all right, fine.
Yeah, it gives them some autonomy.
Yeah.
And it makes it feel like you're working with them.
Oh,
when in reality, you're like,
pick this guy. Like,
we don't care. Like, take
them both.
right, exactly. 617-779-7937. Our pal Matt's in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? No, I'm just a little, I'm a little tired of hearing Alex Cora, you know, with talk about how great Bregman was. I'm not dismissing the fact that he does have intangibles, but, and he was buying suits for rookies, but he's far removed from, you know, his best career of his, you know, banging on trash cans or his best year. I just think four or five year deal, he's cooked. And just one last thing with Drake May. What do you guys think about the chances that he doesn't need max money when he
zero
at the end of his rookie contract?
Yeah, I'm not worried about his contract, though.
I'm not worried about that right now, but I would just say zero, and I don't blame him at all for that. If he keeps playing like this, he should be when it's his turn.
You can't have this both ways.
The highest paid player.
You can't say he's the quarterback I'd start a franchise with. I'd take him over Joe Burrow and then be like, but he needs to take a discount.
No, but take all the money.
They better pay him.
Yeah.
I think they will pay him. And if they don't, then Robert Kraft is going to hear about it. But I don't think there's any chance he doesn't have a max, to use Matt Rhode Island's wording there, contract. I disagree with him on Bregman.
I don't think he's completely washed. I get people being like, you know, he's walking away from $80 million. So is he expecting to get 4 years, $160 million? Like, that, he probably shouldn't get that. But you just have to have the highest offer. And I don't think anybody is going to offer him that.
No, that's true. I don't think so either. One thing I agree with Matt on, though, is like, and I like the intangibles about Bregman. I think he's a winner in all these things. As the text line is pointing out, don't whistle past the Jones. We all know what you'd do for Bregman back here in Boston. That's true.
I
do want him back here, and I'll do whatever it takes.
More than most.
I would say more than anybody else I've heard.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to Bregman, the whole, like, buying suits and fixing everybody's swing, that started to get nauseating even for me end of the year.
They love the guy.
Well, as I've said, if he's so good at fixing everybody else's swing, he probably should have fixed his own in August and September when he came back.
He did in October.
Like, spend a little bit – it was three games. Spend a little bit more time fixing your own swing and maybe less of everybody else's. I'd feel better about that person.
Well, his hip was barking at him.
I guess.
He knew what he needed to do. He just couldn't execute it.
617-779-7937. We go on the clock at high noon. We'll give you the perfect Thanksgiving. Keith, in 60 seconds, I'll give you my perfect Thanksgiving.
It's 1 week away.
In 60 seconds, that's true.
We're 1 week and 1 hour away from Detroit Lions football on Thanksgiving Day.
Get ready for it. Well, we'd be
excited.
Elbows deep in the dog show right now is where we'd be.
Yeah, definitely.
Macy's Day Parade.
Rooting for that Newfoundland who has no chance.
Long over.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do that at high noon. Kiefer Madness, 12:45. Taylor Kyles, CLNS, on the way next.
That was Ken Rosenthal. Do you think he just kicked someone's ass or he was about to? Noted tough man, Ken Rosenthal.
He ran over a camera guy and then mean mugged him. And then the cameras clicked on and he was like,
at him.
He was like, oh, hey, I guess I'm on camera.
I tried to help him up. Nobody saw that. There's no actual proof that I tried to help him up. But I couldn't believe that happened.
Also, what did he call the Boston baseball Red team Shock. There at the end? The what?
The Red Sox. Rooting for the Red Sox. My goodness.
Don't mock him with that. He'll run you over.
Listen, I'm not trying to get in any fights.
The Red Sox should be comfortable.
The Red Sox.
Ordway after a tooth procedure?
After a couple of, yeah.
Let me hear that again. Ken Rosenthal? Again, no offense. We don't want to
Red Sox should be comfortable.
Oh, that's it's kind of sexy too, for lack of a better word. The Red Sox.
Red Sox.
The Red Sox.
And it's the Celtics. Patriots start phase three of their offseason program today.
That's the one.
Red Sox take three out of four.
Oh, that one was wet.
Red Sox take three out of four.
Hey, give me play me Glenn and then let me hear Rosenthal. They were actually pretty close.
Yeah, they are.
Let me hear
OTAs at Gillette Stadium.
No, give me the one with Glenn saying Red Sox.
Oh,
though.
Red Sox.
That's like
sorry.
One for one.
Red Sox take three out of four.
The Red Sox should be calm.
No, his is like way more like
that's dry. That's dry.
He's like he's sitting by a fire with a glass of wine poured.
Rosenthal's a lot drier than Ordway. I always said that.
Want to give away a pair of tickets to the Celtics?
Who wins a height off between those two?
Ooh.
If it was an old-fashioned height off.
Got to be Glenn.
I think Glenn.
Got to be Glenn.
12 of those, though, were singles.
That's still one of the greatest days in radio history.
That's a lot of singles.
He had a lot of stuff.
A lot of 12 singles?
Yeah, yeah.
Oof.
A lot of singles.
All right, good stuff there. Rosenthal, though, I want to agree. I agree with like half of what he said.
Sure.
And the other half freaks me out. He's like, oh, well, Twins might not trade Joe Ryan, and if they don't, the Red Sox need to go with a free agent. And my God, I mean, they traded Devers a salary. They need to replace it, go out and sign somebody. Like, I do agree with that. The Red Sox should be spending their money. Agree, 1,000%.
Yeah, like, obviously.
But then I also don't love the options in free agency as much as I like the trade options for a starting pitcher.
Dylan Cease and Bo Bichette versus, like, Joe Ryan, Pete Alonso, or obviously Bregman being back in either one of those scenarios. Like, there is a big, okay, yeah, you did spend money, I guess, and you were sort of forced because these trades weren't able to happen for a pitcher. Like, still, pie in the sky, Tarek Skubal. We'd all be very satisfied with Joe Ryan. And then after that, you're like, I don't know. I mean, I like Dylan Cease. Strikes out a lot of guys. I think he could be good. He's had some really high-end years.
Much prefer him to Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
I think he's, the clear-cut pitcher I would want.
But, yeah, I think there's such a wide range of outcomes for the Red Sox this offseason because there is, like, the best offseason ever imaginable, like Pete Alonso, Tarek Skubal, whatever. But then there's also, well, you got Mackenzie Gore. You did not get Pete Alonso. Joe Ryan didn't get traded. Bregman's gone. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a whole bunch of stuff that can happen. You're like, man, this team was knocking on the door. They were in the playoffs last year. It feels like they're not that far removed from being in the World Series. But just depending on the outcome of 2-3 players this offseason, it's going to be a huge difference.
Bichette, you mentioned that name.
Yeah.
And we'll get to Joe Ryan here in a moment. But Bichette, Brad Foe wrote about this yesterday. He said, according to multiple sources, the Red Sox are showing interest in free agent infielder Bo Bichette.
Okay.
Who happens to be a former teammate of Greg Breslow. I guess they were minor leaguers together.
How is that the case?
I think Breslow was either on a rehab stint or was back in the minors at the end of his career, and Bichette was on the way up.
Craig Breslow's 45? How old is Bichette?
Hang on. They
27?
Yep.
When did they overlap?
They overlapped. Where is it? Don't make me read this whole
story.
Well,
sorry. So he must have been like 18 or something?
Yeah, they overlapped in Double A, I thought it was.
Okay.
Maybe. The Blue Jays signed current Sox chief baseball officer Craig Breslow to a minor league contract in 2018.
Yeah.
Where they overlapped, Double A New Hampshire, Keith. How about that?
Oh, they were with the Fisher Cats?
Apparently, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good ballpark right there.
It is.
Yeah, right there on the river.
But that's a name that you've brought up many times. Very interesting.
Bichette, yes.
I feel like you've been bringing that name up for a long period.
All around
and now
that
Bradfo
one.
Says they're in.
Yeah. Huh. Although I wonder if he truly is an infielder or if he's also just a DH.
Well,
we'll see.
He's a middle infielder is how Passan referred to him, but then Passan's like, he's not playing shortstop.
No.
So he's either second or maybe third or perhaps a full-time DH. But Passan did say teams are looking at him at shortstop. Not every team.
No.
But there are still teams considering him at shortstop where he was bad defensively last year.
If they can't get a pitcher, would you be okay loading up with bats, or would you just say, like, you needed the pitcher?
I mean, I think they need bats more than an arm, so I guess my answer would be, yeah, I guess I'd be okay loading up with
like
bats.
Like Bregman, Alonso, Bichette, just right. Get all those guys?
Right, like something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I would be more okay with that than missing out on the bat and overcompensating with pitching.
Yeah.
Justin is in D.C. on Joe Ryan. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, gentlemen, it sounds like Joe Ryan is not going to move based on Passan's report about the Twins fantastically having two aces, which they don't. They probably don't even have one. And then Ken Rosenthal's report, too. So I have kind of two interrelated questions for you. Number one, Craig Breslow focused on the trade deadline 2025 on a guy who probably was never available. So does that impact how you view his stunning incompetence when it comes to everything outside of the offseason? And then number two, in baseball, typically you evaluate a front office with going into the season with a roster and then a contending team like the Mariners, like the Blue Jays, like everybody we saw this season goes out and drastically improves that team at the trade deadline. Craig Breslow, we've seen for 2 years in a row, drastically makes our team worse at the deadline. So does that give you a curve for how you should grade his offseason this year?
Yeah, I mean, the Blue Jays drastically improved at the trade deadline.
They added a Cy Young winner in Shane Bieber, who was lights out in the playoffs. Well, yes, they did drastically improve.
No, he was lights out for one start in the World Series. I mean, I'll give that to him, but he had a ERA over four entering that last start. He had one very, very good start. You're not wrong about that. But I don't think that was a crazy, massive addition for them, Justin. And no, now if they don't get Joe Ryan, I blame Breslow for that.
Well, if Joe Ryan goes somewhere else.
No, he said, I'm sorry.
That's what different. If Ryan doesn't
move, I got to blame Breslow for Ryan not moving. I get what he's saying. Like, he was too preoccupied with a piece that was never going to move.
Yeah.
But I think I read Passan's story differently than he did. He said the Twins are definitely moving one of Ryan or Lopez. Now, he might, meaning the caller, Justin, might think it's more likely that Lopez moves.
But
he might be
also,
right. But, like, I don't think it's crazy to say Joe Ryan might move. I mean, that's what Passan wrote.
Yeah, yeah. And if he moves and if he goes somewhere else and you find out what the asking price was and they weren't willing to do it, then that's something you kill him for. That felt more like a Heim Bloom thing where he was just afraid to deal the prospects. Mm-hmm. I don't think Breslow's afraid to deal the prospects. I mean, he traded Kyle Teal. Now he got Garrett Crochet in return, but Kyle Teal for some might have been like, oh, you got to hang on to this guy. He's the future, blah, blah, blah. So he's able to move him. But yeah, like if Joe Ryan doesn't get dealt and the Twins are just like, oh, nope, we're keeping him and we're going to, you know, try to win the Central or whatever. Like, I'm not going to lose my mind, but you can't then be like, all right, let's go get Dustin May. You know, there's a big difference between, hey, Joe Ryan didn't get dealt, but you still want a pitcher, identify a pitcher and you get some scrub. You got to go out and get somebody good. Now, whether that means Dylan Cease or whether that means Mackenzie Gore or another trade, you better have a plan B, C, and D.
Yeah, I'm looking over, a couple of different things. I mean, if Ryan doesn't move, I don't blame Breslow for that. If Ryan moves somewhere else, then we'll probably blame Breslow for that. And trust me, I'm ready to blame Breslow with some of the things I'm hearing this offseason. Like, if it's Bregman or Alonso, I hate that. If
the best
landing is like Mackenzie Gore, I don't like that either. Looking over Bieber, though, people way overrate Bieber. Bieber had one awesome game against the Dodgers.
Yeah, he was really good in the playoffs. In
5 1/3. No, he's really good in, like, one start.
Okay, one start.
He also lost the final. He's the one who lost Game 7. He gave up the home run that lost Game 7. He had two other outings that went less than four innings, and he had an okay start against Seattle, 6 runs, 2 earned. But he also went 3 2/3, 2 earned, 2 2/3, 2 earned, with 3 runs in that first game against the Yankees. Like, he was not...
Yeah,
I mean, he was a Cy Young winner. He was also hurt when they acquired him. Like, I think, look, other teams at Seattle added at the deadline and had an awesome deadline. If you want to tell me they did a ton to help their team at the deadline, I agree. I wouldn't overrate what the Blue Jays did at the trade deadline.
Because that was a name at the moment when it came out. You were like, oh, should the Red Sox have gotten him? You're like,
he was fine.
Like, I like the guys that the Mariners got. I was like, oh, the Mariners in real time, it felt like, helped themselves, and they did.
They absolutely loaded up.
No, the other one was more of a, all right, well, that's a contending team that made a move.
The Padres, like, loaded up at the trade deadline. Yeah. They win, but those are teams that went all out at the deadline, not the Blue Jays. They added a hurt pitcher. 617-779-7937. You could jump in here on the Red Sox. You're going to hear Mike Vrabel in the 1 o'clock hour live from Foxborough as the Patriots get set to take on the Bengals this weekend. And on the way next, we haven't gotten to this yet, Keith, although I did hear listening to Greg and Ninkovich and everybody else talking about it this morning. Bill Belichick, maybe his lowest moment yet. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Alex Cora yesterday on Roman Anthony on a podcast. Chime, we should credit. Always give credit. You know what podcast he was on?
Yep, let me just pull that information up real quick.
Okay.
Am I the only one that thinks Kiss Cam whenever they hear Coldplay now?
Well, there's two other people. A male and a female who probably can't get that out of their mind either.
That would be on the Foul Territory podcast.
Okay.
Ooh, Ken Rosenthal.
Alex Cora speaking from Puerto Rico, where he just celebrated his 50th birthday, I am told. And you have, don't you, Curtis, you may have brought this up earlier, so you may need credit.
Oh, man.
But you have a similar situation with Roman Anthony that you have with Drake May, which is that you need to take advantage of the opportunity with a, if you have a once in a century guy, which I think a lot of the insiders say Roman Anthony is, you got to put the parts around him and take advantage while you have him and have him at a bit of a discount, right? Don't you? Like, now is the time. Like, Ken Laird, who was in here this morning filling in for Shime because he was late, his lead was Alonso or Bregman. Like, why do we have to make that choice? Like, why can't it be both? Because you have an extraordinary opportunity in front of you with Roman Anthony.
Because winning is no longer the most important thing.
What is? Reducing salaries all around the league?
Making money and getting the cap in at the end of the season. Yeah. That is what John Henry's number. If you could tell John Henry, you gave him the option today, you win the World Series or you get a salary cap, he would take the salary cap without even blinking.
Wiggy wants Alonso over Bregman.
Yeah. If you got Pete Alonso, I wouldn't be, it wouldn't bother me one bit. And they, but you still would have to get a pitcher, whoever that pitcher is. So if you got Pete Alonso and a pitcher, then isn't that a good offseason?
I would like all three. Like, I and maybe that's selfish or greedy.
Right.
But I would like.
You'll deal them in the seaport.
I don't think Bregman is going to find the value out there that he thinks or his that Scott Boras thinks. I think overall, in general, these free agents are going to find that the giant bag of cash is not what they think it's going to be.
Especially coming off injury.
Well, but just in general. Like, they are working very hard to reduce the salaries in Major League Baseball. And I do believe, like, you had guys, 13 guys that were tendered that one that one year $22 million offer, which normally none of them would take, and I think four of them have taken it. Like, I think that they're So I don't understand why you don't get Bregman back and go out and get a Pete Alonso and trade for a legit number two.
Because like, Bregman's not worth $40 million. If Bregman wants to come back for $30 million, I bet the Red Sox would be all for it.
But you have the money. Like, this is the Pittsburgh Pirates,
mm-hmm.
of all people, are supposedly all in on Schwarbs.
Right.
Like, if they have the money for an ace and for Schwarbs, then you're the Boston Red Sox. You have the money.
Yeah, but you're saying, about that, you're saying Schwarbs and an ace. But he's not worth $40 million. No one's going to pay him $40
million. Can you explain to me the difference between $30 and $40
million? $10 million.
What's that mean to you, to this team? Why does that such a...
It means a lot of money to owners. It's a stupid thing to do.
But then what do you say
But $30 million is smart?
No, but that's what your value is.
But then what do you say to people like Greg, who mm-hmm. says, you have all this money from Rafael Devers?
Right.
You gave him.
You're using it to... It's not worth...
What are you using it for?
I told you, Pete Alonso and that pitcher. It's not worth paying a guy $40 million just because you have $40 million. Well, you got $40 million. Well, why not give Pedro some of that? It's not worth giving money to guys that are not going to be worth that value.
But if you win the World Series, everybody's worth it. Like, David Price was not worth the contract the Red Sox gave him.
But
we
that
all
was
agree.
His value
no,
at
was,
the time.
Nope, it was $40 million north of the second closest bidder.
Right, but when he signed his initial contract, which was 7 years, I forget what the number was, that initial value that he signed, that's what the market set
no,
for him.
No, they set the market by $40 million.
That's what he was worth when he was coming off that from the Tampa Bay Rays.
No, the second highest bidder was $40 million less than the Red Sox. They went out of their way to overpay
right.
David Price. And you know what? It was an awful deal until 2018.
Yeah.
And they won the World
you
Series. Went,
but you overpaid for a guy who was producing. You're not,
no, he wasn't. David Price wasn't producing.
When he was with the Tampa Bay Rays?
I mean, he wasn't producing level.
He was one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Right,
so you paid.
You set the market, and now you're afraid to do it. What's changed?
You overpay for a guy who's one of the best pitchers at his position during that time. When you look at...
You overpay for a guy that gets the guy that's cheap, that's the future, and Roman Anthony to play his best. What value do you put in that?
So then you're not... To Courtney's point, you're not giving Roman Anthony any credit, so the only way he plays good is if...
Oh, no, I didn't say no
Alex
credit.
If Alex Bregman is here.
That was weird.
I just go by what he said. Roman Anthony said that.
Ken said that earlier, too.
And Jason Veritek said that same thing on this show. When it came to... You're always looking for the long ball. When it came to power hitting... That it was Alex Bregman. Wasn't any of the driveline guys that noticed it. It was Alex Bregman who adjusted the barrel position.
My question for the
job.
People in the Twitch chat say...
Save that drop, please. Adjusted the barrel position. What?
The players are greedy as F. Who would you rather get money? John Henry or Alex Bregman or Pete Alonso? Like... I always find that so weird. Why do we judge athletes when they're paid but not owners when they're cheap?
I want you to be greedy as a player. Listen, Bregman, go out there and try to get what you can. But from an owner's standpoint, if I was an owner, I'm not paying you $40 million.
There are a considerable amount of texters who say Wiggy is right on this. $30 million tops is what Bregman is worth.
I mean, $40 million and $30 million. What's the difference?
$10 million.
They're really good. The notion that anybody hitting a baseball is actually worth $1 million is absurd. But in this context, what we're talking about is a team that has plenty of cash, has several needs, and a guy that seemingly fit in perfectly as a guy that could play every day. And when he was out, was a guy that supported the future of the franchise. And it's a guy that Alex Cora relies on. Do you remember what this team looked like when Bogarts first left? And Cora was like a sad puppy because the captain, the guy that was his messenger, was no longer here. That's what Bregman provided for Cora last year. I mean,
who's going to buy the rookies their new suits?
Right.
Good point. It is.
I am aware that like a Rhode Island texter, good morning and hello to...
Good morning.
You incredibly loyal Rhode Island people. Good morning. Says, Greg, they're trying to lower salaries and you want to just give him an overvalued contract. That is what drives salaries up to the point they're at now. So it takes one knucklehead owner to overpay the market. You have one knucklehead owner. who happens to own the Los Angeles Dodgers, who is willing to overpay the market over and over again. So that exists.
Yeah, but if you're going to overpay the market, overpay it for guys that you go, okay, I don't mind giving Shohei $40 million a year. I don't mind paying Yamamoto $300 million or whatever it was over 12 years. We I don't mind giving Mookie Betts $350.
Twitch Mitch has a poll up on this on the social medias, and the results are pretty interesting. Now, let me ask you this. Twitch Mitch has been with us for a long time, doing an unbelievable job, I feel like, on our Twitch content broadcast of the show on Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah.
Would you like to give him mic time? I have arranged so that Mitch is, has a microphone available in the Twitch dungeon.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Shime, can we go to Mitch right now and see how this works? Mitch?
Hey, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes. How's it going down there?
Hey, it's going pretty good. Yeah, so Bregman right now is at 45%, and Alonso is at 45%. 55% for Alonso, 45% for Bregman. So it's a lot closer than I thought it was going
to
be. But
so if you had to choose between Bregman and Alonso, the majority of Red Sox fans want Pete Alonso.
Right? Yeah, that's what it looks like right now. I feel like when you have Bregman, though, with the leadership and – for future free agents, I agree with you, Greg, that you need to get both of them. But I think that it's important to re-sign Bregman going forward so that future free agents can also be like, okay, this is where I want to stay.
Yeah, I would do Pete Alonso.
Whoa, wiggy.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Now, how do we feel?
Would you do Pete Alonso, Mitch?
I'm about ready for a drop right now.
How do you feel about Mitch not just sharing results, but editorializing a bit with his own personal opinion?
Got no problem with it.
Love it.
Okay.
Can we call this the poll desk? So Mitch just slides in over at the poll desk and weighs in on all of our Twitter polls, and because we do quite a bit of them.
Slides down the poll.
Only if we would like to be mocked everywhere we go in public.
I think they mock us.
People have investigative reporters. They have desks. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. The Twitter poll desk.
I don't love it.
I'll workshop it. Right. I'm still half awake over here.
Is this like a Robert Redford movie about Watergate? I mean, it's not 1970.
No, like when you're in the newsroom, let's head over to Mike at the sports desk, kind of thing. Let's head over to Twitch Mitch with the Twitter poll deck.
Down in the dungeon.
Ooh, the dungeon.
I have an idea. How about when he has an opinion? It's time for a Mitch bitch.
Ooh,
okay.
There you go. That's a good one.
I like that.
Mitch, you have another poll up, though, correct?
Yeah.
TMI.
One sec. So the other poll is, if you're starting a team, like Curtis said, are you taking Joe Burrow or are you taking Drake May? And that one's a landslide right now.
Yeah, Drake May all day.
Boom.
Quickie Twitter poll.
Thank you, Dale.
Wow.
But interesting is when Curtis had that question earlier in the year, it was much closer to 50-50.
Right. May is running away with it.
Yeah.
All right. Great work, Mitch.
You're the best, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Also, great job keeping any and all boobs off of Twitch. Excellent job on that.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks. There's Mitch.
Live from the dungeon.
He has a good radio voice, too.
He does.
Really?
If you say something bad about Mitch, I'm going to end you.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. He kept us on air earlier.
What is a radio voice, anyways? When people always say that, like, he has a great radio voice.
Well, he doesn't have an annoying voice.
I'm Gary LaPierre.
I'm Gary LaPierre. This is Kevin from Quincy. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, everyone?
What's up?
I think you need to get Alonso. If you look at every World Series team that the Red Sox won, they had a right-handed power hitter. Pete Alonso hit 53 home runs in Shea Stadium, which is a ginormous stadium. And that was his rookie year. He's now 30 years old. You get a corner infielder, you get a first baseman, you're all set at that position for the next 3 or 4 years. He's going to bring us a title. It's a no-brainer.
And then you're okay with Bregman being gone, and that's you got Marcelo Meyer over there or whatever you're going to do.
Bring in Manny. You want to help somebody with hitting the baseball? Don't Manny want to be a hitting coach? So you're telling me that Bregman's the only guy that can help guys fix their swing?
No, I just think it's the intangible stuff. It's like the second, it's a veteran guy who embraced his role here with a bunch of young guys. Like, I don't know why you discount that. Like,
I'm not discounting that.
But you always talk about the Patriots locker room, yeah, and guys holding other guys accountable, right, and so I don't know how you don't see the value in that.
I see value.
Which comes with Alex Bregman.
I think, not to speak for Wiggy, but it's not discounting it. It's even if you've got a guy like Jason Baratek here who pointed out the fact that Bregman helped Roman Anthony. At the same time, when we talked about the intangibles, that costing $40 million, he basically laughed at it.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Well, he was laughing more about the what coaches are paid, I think.
But that's to his point. So if you're right, willing to give a guy, you know, an extra $10 million for helping out Roman Anthony. And I would say Roman Anthony seems like a guy that kind of would fall in line, a good young clubhouse guy that's not going to rock the boat and would listen to people. So I don't think, like, you need somebody policing the locker room for a guy, or the clubhouse for a guy like him. I just think that when you look at if Bregman wants to come back for $30 million over the next 4 years, so be it. Happy with that. But you walked away from $80 million, mm-hmm, which tells me you want much more than that. So you're going to give...
I mean, there may not even be baseball in 2027, so...
I mean, we may not even be alive.
Right, do you think there's going to be baseball in 2027, Curtis, as the savant?
I don't think there's going to be baseball in 2026. Hopefully by 2027 we have baseball. But who knows?
Yeah, baseball players, they're
union
stronger.
Wait, you don't think there's going to be baseball this upcoming season?
Oh, I'm sorry. So at the end of the season, you're right. I thought it was 2026 already. Geez, yes.
I don't have many years left. Don't take one away from me.
Sorry. And by the way, I'm an idiot. It was 23 minutes is what I did the 5K in. Oh, 17 okay. minutes would have been
some
like...
Some were calling you fraudulent. They were saying that was elite.
My math score on the SATs was not as good as Ken's. But there is not going to be baseball in 2027. It's the worst kept secret in all of sports. You were out. Wick was here, and he talked about friends he had in the baseball industry and in the Premier League, and how the cap is coming.
Yeah, so. And baseball players, their union's a lot stronger, so those guys can hold out and say, you know what, hey,
we have the money.
We have the money to kind of do that. So I'm just talking about when you start to look at this team, because you'll have Marcelo Meyer will come back, right? He could play third base. You figure out what your second base situation is, and then you kind of go from there. And I think that if they were to go out and say, I don't know what.
What are you figuring out when it comes to your second base position? Like, what?
Maybe you bring back Christian Campbell.
No.
Or maybe what you
that
do is out of what.
That was a failed experiment.
What about a guy like Bo Bichette? Right? He's younger than Bregman. You might get him for a little bit cheaper than Bregman. So if you go out and get a guy that you say, okay, we're going to put at second base, we're going to leave Meyer at third base, we're going to bring in Pete Alonso to play first base, and we added another legitimate pitcher, I'm happy with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.